NBC claims Genocide Barbie is winning for her grandmother while ignoring over $40 million in Chinese endorsements. By Warner Todd Houston on February 18, 2022. U.S.-born skiing star Eileen Gu, aka Genocide Barbie, has won 2 gold medals and 1 silver for China in the 2022 Olympics and is reaping huge rewards with $42 million in endorsement deals. However, NBC conveniently ignores all that to claim that Gu is winning gold for her grandmother. In a laughable piece published on Friday, NBC reported that Gu, who is competing in Beijing as Gu Ailing to appeal to her Chinese audience, told the media that her grandmother had never seen her compete until the Olympics. "I don't think she's ever watched me ski," Gu said on Thursday. Gu added, "She's going to be unfazed and unimpressed, I think." Gu then insisted, "I'm super honored to have her here. She's always the one saying be safe, just land." And added, "She said you were just doing it for fun. You can go be a doctor or lawyer later." Gold medalist China's Gu Ailing Eileen celebrates on the podium during the freestyle skiing women's free ski big air victory ceremony at the Beijing Medals Plaza in Beijing on February 8, 2022. Photo by Manan Vatsyayana / AFP via Getty Images. However, despite NBC's attempt to make Gu's competition about her grandmother, Gu herself has never said any such thing. Indeed, not long after the U.S.-born skiing star abandoned the USA to compete for the Red Chinese, she claimed she hoped to inspire girls in China to become athletes. Only that isn't how it works in China. The communist nation's top athletes are not people who found enjoyment of sports and worked to hone their skills. Instead, China's top athletes are screened with DNA tests, separated from families as toddlers, and forcibly trained to be the best from childhood. China's athletes are far from the amateurs of the Olympic ideal. Still, it might seem more like Gu's main reason for fleeing to communist China is so she could earn millions as a corporate spokesperson. Instead, Gu is raking in millions off her stellar performance in the Genocide Games, to the tune of more than $40 million. Wuhan, China, February 9, China out. People walk in front of an advertising video of freestyle skiing gold medalist Eileen Gu, who competes for China at Onda Store on February 9, 2022, in Wuhan, Hubei, China. Getty Images. As Breitbart Sports reported this week, even before winning gold for China, Gu had earned 200 million yuan, or over $31 million, in 2021 endorsement deals. And some estimates now show that Gu has topped more than $42 million in contracts. Gu has won contracts with at least 23 companies, including Estee Lauder Cosmetics, Cadillac, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany, Onda Sportswear, Luckin Coffee, Mengniu Dairy, and e-retailer JD.com, China Mobile, the People's Insurance Company of China. But Gu has also caught much criticism from American Olympics fans for defecting to Red China. Despite claiming that she wants to inspire people, she has also refused to speak out about China's horrendous human rights abuse record, even though she has been perfectly fine with attacking the USA with her support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Her hypocrisy on China's human rights violations has kept the left-wing American media hopping and looking for ways to humanize the teen sensation. From the AP's attempt to tar her US critics as racists, to the many puff piece on her that never mentions her refusal to speak out against China's oppression, now to claiming she is competing for her grandmother, the U.S. media is doing all it can to shore up Gu's reputation. In addition to displaying skiing talent at a young age, Eileen Gu has been highly successful as a fashion model, with a portfolio that includes ads for Gucci and Louis Vuitton. She has become one of the biggest celebrities in China, with immense exposure through her modeling career, fawning state media coverage, and flashy ad campaigns, making her one of the faces of Beijing's 2022 Winter Olympic Games. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.